San Antonio's largest citywide celebration has come and gone. However, TPR Arts reporter Jack Morgan has one more fiesta story to tell, and it might be the most important one of all.
Who doesn't love fiesta?
Well, candidly, quite a few San Antonians don't, or they are at very least conflicted.
You know, you can't talk about fiesta without talking about race.
Liliana Saldana grew up in the city's south side and is an associate professor of bicultural bilingual studies at UTSA.
And, you know, fiesta is the commemoration of Anglo victory at the Battle of San Jacinto. It commemorates the quote-unquote fallen heroes at the Alamo and at San Jacinto. So in a way, it does celebrate white supremacy.
That description may not sound like the fiesta you enjoyed last week, but those are fiesta's origins. Keep in mind, when the Alamo fell, the men fighting here weren't fighting for Texas. There was no Texas. This was Mexico. For Saldana, there's nothing regal about the origins of some of fiesta's royalty.
The Anglo elite placed themselves as sort of cultural guardians of the city of San Antonio, which is why they have this, you know, fake monarchy, and they have a pseudo-military.
To those who say, listen up, fiesta's about parties, it's not history. What do you say to them?
We can't really understand fiesta without understanding the historical origins of fiesta, which are very problematic.
I love fiesta, personally.
Activist, educator, sixth-generation San Antonian, Denise Hernandez.
I've been performing ballet folklorico since I was 4 years old. I appeared on some floats in the Battle of Flowers and then the Fiesta Flambeau Parade. We've performed at the Arneson Theater. You know, we're all over San Antonio sharing this culture.
Hernandez clearly loves fiesta. She also kind of hates it.
There's royalty in these gowns that cost more than our rent, more than our mortgages. We can celebrate such wealth and such extravagance while, you know, folks are still living in shacks and don't even have a high school education. I can't reconcile that.
My earliest recollections of fiesta are going to the Battle of Flowers parade with my grandmother.
Writer, producer, and scholar John Philip Santos remembers what fiesta was like as a child.
She always said that it was the craziest thing because it was Mexicans celebrating the defeat of the Mexicans.
King Antonio would come every year to visit his school.
He was always like in this open convertible. So there was a kind of ostentatiousness. It was a very aggressive way of interfacing with us. The Mexican-American community didn't see itself reflected in the fiesta as a ritual.
But then Santos left San Antonio to study abroad, and he lived in New York City for 22 years. When he moved back to San Antonio in 2005, it all felt different.
It's been sort of transformed from within. There was a kind of undercurrent of insurgent change that was beginning to reshape the iconography of fiesta, the identity of fiesta, turning it into a more carnivalesque affair, lampooning royalty, and becoming outright ironic in certain, specifically the coronation events.
Coronation bashes most of fiesta's stodgier aspects, like relentlessly. And Santos thinks that in those years he was gone, the narrative of fiesta had grown and morphed into something those who created fiesta probably wouldn't recognize.
And increasingly aware of how much stories of migration and immigration had played out in shaping San Antonio, that we were always a place of confluence, that we were always a place, a kind of a crossroads. I mean, there was certainly nothing along those lines that was ever observed or celebrated during fiesta, which you see now.
Santos thinks that fiesta, while important, is only part of a much larger picture that spans generations, even tricentennial celebrations.
Our city, 300 years old, was founded under the sun of another empire. You know, we were founded in the time of New Spain. That story, in a sense, was linked as well to the deeper indigenous origins of this place that, you know, we're told by archaeologists go back 10,000 years. You know, we are a cosmic city, the Ciudad Cosmica, and that turns out to be an epic story.
So as you pack away the medals, share your photos, and relive parades, remember that they're all part of something bigger and deeper. Fiesta makes each one of us a part of a long and complicated conversation over what we should celebrate and why, about who we are as a community, and who we want to be. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.